Just a moment, please.
Yeah, but I'm due to leave right this second. I haven't shaved or put on my tux yet. What's the net of it?
Well, the net of it is that you said that you didn't have anything to secrete and that the trustees were the proper people to get the information from. So here's the questions they have. And the first one is, have they considered disposing of the property since you said they had the authority to? How many inquiries have they received? Is any negotiation going on? Give details. And they want the revenues, the net income, the last 3 years. They're running higher or lower. What dividends have been paid for the last 3 years? What dividends have been paid since the stock went into trusteeship, both to Ms. Johnson and the daughters? Would you furnish us a copy of the option agreement? And what are the roles of the trustees individually and together? Do you merely receive dividends or do you actually run the company? Examples of things you're doing, what matters were discussed during a conference between Johnson and Trustee Morrison, which was announced by Press Secretary George Reedy. We don't know what that means. What discussions have Johnson had with Kellum in his repeated sessions with the Johnsons in the White House and in Texas? Have the Johnsons discussed the Capitol Cable problem with you and so forth? Just pages and pages in a wire.
Not sure, Dave. Let him answer for him. All right, and I think probably to say that here's a copy of the trust agreement. They've had no conversation with Johnson connecting with the business at all. They have no offer from anyone to buy it. That's the net income, whatever it is. That's filed with after taxes and the dividend or so and so. That's filed with matter of public record.
It's a nasty wire. It says that a failure to answer these questions would also be newsworthy too. I mean, kind of bribery.
A little black.
Yes, sir. All right, I'll get with Dave tonight. Also, Jesse called and said a man named Tom Collins, Newsday, Long Island, down there, and another man whose name he doesn't have, also with Newsday. Collins talked this morning to Ernest Beth of Cash Carry and to Barnes Owens of Barnes Jones. And the other fella, whose name he thought was Suchak, talked to Clyde Weatherby yesterday and said he was he asked Clyde who approached him first, and Clyde to buy the station. Clyde said, nobody I was trying to sell, I approached them. And he asked Clyde, said, did he have an affiliation at that time? It got later, he said, sure, he had an affiliation, had some network programs. Asked him how much he got for it. He said he didn't remember what he got, but was losing money. And it got him out of some heavy debts, and it was a good deal then, a good deal now. You ask why the...
Hang up there, mechanic. Get off this phone.
Well, ask why they bought it. He said they didn't buy it, I sold it. And we got up to left to leave. Clyde said, "Why are you delving into all this?" And he said, "Well, he's president, isn't he?" And the other fellow, Collins, his call tell him about four times a day. He's not taking the call. He asked Owens and Barnes and Jones if he had sold a lot of property to the Johnson outfit. He said he'd sold a lot of property to a lot of people. He asked if there's any trade outs, and he said he didn't discuss his sales with individuals. They considered them private affairs, and anybody who bought property knows it's a private affair. The fellow said, "Why does your deed show $10 and other valuable considerations?" He said that was standard procedure on all of them. And he just said, "I'm not going to reveal private records." He said, I'm not asking for private records." And he said, "The hell you're not. That's exactly what you're asking for." And the fellow said, "Well, you sounded mighty mysterious." And he said, "There's nothing mysterious about this, just prudence." And then the same fellow called Ernest Best and wanted to know if the Johnson people trade their business with cash carry. He said, "They sure do." And he said, "Don't you're one of the they're advertising?" He said, "Yes, sure am." He's asking, "Is there any trade outs and who writes the checks?" And Best says, "I don't discuss business with people." And the fellow says, "No, I won't quote you." And he said, "You sure won't, because I'm through talking with you right now," and hung up. And Denius said that Herring, he got this from Morrell, so Jesse doubts some of it. Denius said Herring had called Little Rock several times the last few days and talked up there today, and said told Morrell that he knows for sure that what you want is a third corporation organized with them in it, and Herring in it, and us in it. And he said, "I know what I'm talking about because I stay at the White House when I'm up there." Jesse doubts that. That's what Morrell says.
I would have Don Thomas call Charlie and tell him that that's what they're saying, that we hope they're not quoting because we have no interest in it. We think that the Stearns and these people are treating us very bad, and we think our day will come all right. But tell Herring that, see if Don Thomas does it.
All right.
Put that to Don Thomas right away. You call Don.
All right.
And him call Herring.
All right.
What else?
I believe that's all that's been the importance of a lot of other things, but I don't need to hold you for them.
Who signed the warrant?
Signed by Henry Gemmill, G-E-M-M-I-L-L, Washington Bureau Chief. Sent here at 2:30.
Well, I think that we can give them the public records and say they'd be glad to consider any offer we've had none. And the dividends have been $15,000. There's been a total of so much invested. All of it's been reinvested, and they've only had 3 years of dividends. And that I have no interest in giving that kind of legal opinion that issued this statement back many years ago. And it's a matter of Johnson and children, and wouldn't like to see them driven out of business. We don't know what they've done that caused this madness to descend. That could many, or the Wall Street Journal's had it. Pretty long article on it, and a good deal more, it looks like, than they've had on the holdings of other presidents. And this is not my personal, this is not personal holding, this is a question of his family. And we don't know what he's done that would cause this attack to be made. It's kind of the way I'd handle it, by way.
All right, I'll call him.
Then I take exactly what I said we have absolutely nothing discreet. We can't make the option available without getting sued. We've told the other people to make it, and they've made it. We haven't exercised it. We haven't any present intention of doing it. Trust me, you know. So we've had no conversations with Kellum and them about any of the business since then. They've been running it direct. I wonder why they'd get Best.
I don't understand that. I wonder who was writing the checks. That's rather peculiar. Jesse thinks, I asked him that question, he thinks it's just they've been monitoring the station, saw a lot of advertising. He thinks they're just probably going to those they see advertising.
He better see it, his people talk to the others, keep in constant touch with people so they'll know. There are not many of them that'll tell us, you know.
No, we don't know how many dementors that have told you.
That's right. Now, Maggie Higgins is with Newsday, and you ought to tell Bill and let him call Margie Higgins and say, what have you got these two people down there after Ms. Johnson and the daughters for? Put it in trust like Eisenhower did, like Kennedy did. But what's Newsday's great interest in it? What's the story, Maggie? Find out for us. We're your friend.
I was with her last night at Goldwater's party. She's very friendly.
What, Goldwater put on a party for you?
Yeah, once a year he does for our Air Force, his troops. And her husband is in the outfit.
Okay. I'd have Bill do it for
you. Yeah, he's better.
Bye.
Yes, sir.